welcome everybody. We are ready to start chapter 19 of 2 Samuel, and we're at verse 11. And remember that David is coming back to Jerusalem, or you know, he's defeated Absalom and all that, and so we're getting that part of the story here in chapter 19. Okay, we're going to start at verse 11. And if you will remember, right previous to this, they were quarreling. People from the tribes of Israel were quarreling amongst themselves, I think, about the fact that the king had defeated them, taken them from the hand of their enemies, and he had to flee from the land. Okay, and now they're discussing Absalom. That's where we pick it up, who is dead now. Va'av Shalom Asher Mashachnu Aleinu Meit Bamilchama Vata Lamatem Macha Rishim Lahashivet Hamelech. And Absalom, whom we anointed, simple call, first common, plural, whom we anointed over us, mate, has died. Again, that's from the root moot, call verb, in the Milchama, in the war. And now, why are you Macha Rishim? This is from the root charash. Everybody see that? And it's a participle. It's a hifil participle. Charash in the call means to be silent. So here in the hifil, something like to remain silent or to keep silent. So, and as for you, why are you remaining silent? Macha Rishim. To return the king. Lehashiv is an infinitive construct. Hifil from shuv. All right. So in other words, they were asking, you know, Absalom has died. So why are you keeping silent for returning the king? In other words, Israel should be encouraging the king to come back. That's kind of what the argument was. All right, because Absalom is dead. All right, good. Any questions through verse 11? Yeah, Will. Yeah, no, I think that they did anoint him in that part of the rebellion, right? So they had made him king, actually. That's kind of interesting that they did that, isn't it? Okay, good. Verse 12. Ve'hamelech David shalach el tzadok ve'el evyatar ha-kohanim le'mor dabru el zikne Yehuda le'mor lama tihyu acharonim le'hashiv et hamelech el beito. Udvar kol Yisrael ba'el hamelech el beito. Now King David, the hamelech, shalak, sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, hakohanim, saying, Dabru, speak, piel imperative, speak to the zikne, elders of Judah, saying, why tihyu, this is from again Haya, why are you acharonim? This is from acharon, last, and this is a plural. So why are you last in returning? Notice this is the same form as we saw in the previous verse, a hifil infinitive. And it completes the thought of the verb. Why are you last in returning the king to his house? In other words, remember, David was still east of the Jordan after all this was done, all right? And evidently there had been no preparation, anything done to bring him back to Jerusalem as a king should be brought back. So that's what David is talking about. He sent to the elders, or to Abiathar and Zadok, and they to the elders, why aren't you bringing me back, see, to his house? All right? Udvar, and the word of all Israel. So remember, Israel and Judah, you can still see the separation here. And the word of all Israel has come to the king. Namely, what we've just been talking about Israel wanting to be united again. Okay? So, the word of all Israel has come to the king, specifically to Beto, to his house. All right? Questions? Pretty simple so far. Okay? Verse 13. Achai atem. Atzmi u vesariatem, velama tihyu acharonim lahashiv et hamelech. O my brothers, achai, O my brothers, I'm sorry. My brothers, you are Atem. You are my brothers. Atzmi, my bone, from Etzem. My bone and Besari, my flesh, Atem, are you. Velama, so why, Tiyu Acharonim, here's the same construction. Why are you last in bringing or returning the king? Okay. Everybody see what's going on? Questions? All right, verse 14. Vela amasa, oh boy, this is bad. Vela amasa tomru halo atzmi u ve sari ata. Ko yaase li Elohim ve ko yosifim lo sar tzava tihye lefanai kol hayamim tachat yoav. Okay, and to Amasa. Amasa was David's nephew. All right, through, anyway, he was David's nephew. Okay, now just keep this in mind, because what's going to happen later in the narrative. And to Amasar, you shall say, Tomar. Notice the spelling of Tomar. All right, notice there's no Aleph there. That is from the root Amar. All right, and the Aleph is just not there. Okay, and the Masoretic note says three times it is written without the Aleph, so they're keeping track. So the Aleph has just disappeared. So it's just an imperfect call from Amar, you will say. So, and to Amasar you will say as follows, are you not my bone and my flesh, Ata? See, halo atzmi u besari Ata. Are you not bone, my bone and my flesh? Okay, here it comes. Thus may God do to me, Ya'aseh li. Here's an oath formula. Okay, notice the ko, and then it follows it up after Elohim with another ko. So thus may God do to me, Ya'aseh li, and thus may he add to do. Yosef is from Ahifil, notice, from Yasaf. So thus may God do to me, and thus may he add, if lo sartzava tihya, if not prince of the army will you be before me. See, so in English we'd say, if you will not be prince of the tzava, prince of the army, lefanai, before me, all hayamim, all the days, we would say from now on. Now notice these next words become key, tachat yoav, instead of Joab. So notice what David was saying to Amasa, his nephew. Are you not bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh? Thus may God do to me, swears this oath. And thus may he add, if, prince of the army, you will not be before me all the days instead of Joab. Well, that's, as you can imagine, Amasa's death warrant. Because we know, just to see what happens here. Any questions through 14? Joab was not a nice guy, never was, never will be. Will.
Could this be just under Joab, like underneath his command?
Yes, it could be. Yes, it could, it will go either way, right?
So it's not necessarily
right. But notice he the only thing against that is he called him prince or head, Sar Tzava. So it doesn't seem... I don't know. It depends on how you're dividing. I mean, who, you know, what's the chief? Usually, when you see Tsar, you're either near the top or at the top. Now, granted, it's not totally unambiguous, but from what happens next, you get the impression that David was saying, I'm going to replace you. Because, you know, again, Joab had killed Absalom is what I'm assuming. But just from the grammar alone, you're right. It could be either way. Okay, verse 15. Vayat et levav kol ish Yehuda ke'ish echad. Vayish lechu el hamelek. Shuvat ve'kol avadeka. And he turned. This is from Natah. Everybody see it's from Natah. And notice it is a hifil form. How do I know it's hifil? The word, the root has almost entirely disappeared, notice. The nun and the hay have dropped out. How do I know that that's a hifil? Yeah, notice all you got is that little patach under the yud that tells you that that's a hifil, vayat. And he inclined the heart of every man of Judah as ish echad, as one man. Okay, so they all agreed with him. Vayishlechu, and he sent to the king, okay, shuv, return you and all your servants. Okay? So again, the word was brought. They all agreed they're going to bring David back into Jerusalem. Okay, verse 16. Vayashav HaMelech, Vayavo ad HaYarden, Vihuda Bahagil Gala Laleket Likrat HaMelech, Lehaavir et HaMelech et HaYarden. Okay, so the king returned. Notice that this is a call from Shuv, Vayashav. Call, third masculine singular. So the king returned, or turned, and he went ad to the Jordan. So he's coming from the east side of the Jordan. He's going to cross over. He came to the Jordan. And Judah, Ba, again, this is a call, came to Gil. See, notice this is Gilgal, with a locative hay at the end, ha Gilgala. So, and Judah came to Gilgal, la leket, to go, or to come. Here's a call infinitive construct from halak, to come likrat, another infinitive from kara, to come to meet the king. Again, notice that T form on the infinitive of kerat. It's the form that you commonly see with this root when it means to meet. So the king turned and came to the Jordan. And Judah came to Gilgal to come to meet the king. Lehaavir HaMelech. Notice that this is from Ahifil, another infinitive construct from Avar. Avar in the call means to pass over. In the Ahifil, it means to bring over. All right. In order to bring the king over the Jordan. Okay, and again, notice he uses two direct object markers for that, to bring the king over the Jordan. So in other words, Judah came down to meet him, so he'd come back like, in a way, appropriate to a king, not some guy who's kind of just coming back to the country like a nobody. Okay, any questions through 16? All right, good. Vayemaher, oh, here we go. This is a great picture. I'm going to tell you why. Vayemaher Shimi ben Gera, Ben Hai Mini, Asher Mi Bachurim, Vayered Im Ish Yehuda Likrat HaMelech David. Okay, Vayemaher. See the root Mahar? See, it's a PL form because you have the Shva under the Yud. The Hay doesn't take a dogish doubling, it just absorbs it. And it means to hasten. And Shimai, the son of Gera, a Benjaminite, Ben Hayemini, a Benjaminite who was from Bahurim, Vayemaher, hurried, Vayered, and came down from Yarad, again a call imperfect, Vav consecutive, and came down with Ish Yehuda, the men of Judah. Notice Ish is a collective, with the men of Judah, Likrat, to meet the king, David. Now remember who Shimei was? In chapter 16, he was the one who cursed Saul when he was on his way out, threw stones, kicked dust at him, David, on his way out, he was from the family of Saul. Now he's in a little awkward position politically. So he hurried down to the Jordan to meet the king, David. Okay. Questions through 17? Okay. Ve'elef ishimo bin Yamin. Vetziva Naar Beit Shaul Va Chameshet Asarbanav Ve Esrim Avadav Ito Vetzalchu Hayarden Lifne HaMelech. Now 1,000 men were with him. Again, when you have these large numbers with a word like Ish is generally singular. So 1,000 men were with him from Benjamin. And Ziva, servant of the house of Saul, and Chameshet Asar, 15 sons. So Banav is his sons. So his 15 sons, the Esrim, and his 20 servants. His 20 servants were with him. So notice he brought everybody. Vetzalchu, this is just from Tzalach. It means to rush. All right, and they rushed Hayarden to the Jordan, Lifnei, before HaMelech, before the king. Okay. Yes. Oh, that Na'ar, yeah. As it can mean like a young attendant or something like that. Attendant. Remember. Abraham had some na'ars that he would leave behind. That's why I translated it like that. Good, yeah, good question. Okay, any other question? Okay, verse 19. Ve'avra ha'avara la'avir. Oh, I love that. Ve'avra ha'avara la'avir. So if you don't know that root after this text, you'll never know it. So ve'avra ha'avara la'avir et beit hamelech. Vela asot hatov be'enav. Veshimi ben Gera nafa lifne hamelech be'avro. There it is again, by Yarden. Okay. Ve'avra means to cross over. Notice that this is a call. All right. And again, notice that we want to translate with a singular. All right. But notice that it means, see, the Avara is the crossing place. So it's like, if it's very woodenly, and it crossed the crossing. All right, cross the fjord, the ford, you know, where the Jordan, where you cross over, that's the Avara, the crossing place. And it's, notice it's third feminine singular here, but it seems to be referring to the whole group. All right, we might, in English, translate, and they crossed the ford to bring over. Here, notice again the it's a hifil form, all right, but there is no hay there. The hay has been assimilated. Sometimes you have that. You know it's a hifil because of the infixed yud, though. Okay, so they crossed the crossing place in order to bring over the house of the king and to do the good thing, that which is good be'enav, in his eyes. And Shimi, the son of Gera, fell before the king in his crossing over Bat Yarden in the Jordan. See, that Bet Avro is another call infinitive construct with a bait in front of it. So we would translate it as temporally while he was crossing in the Jordan, crossing over in the Jordan. All right? Shimei came to meet him. Okay? So what's David going to say? Verse 20. Vayomer el Hamelech, al yachshav li Adoni aven ve'al yizkor et asher he'eva avdika bayom asher yatsa Adoni Hamelech mirushalayim lasum Hamelech el libo. And he said to the king, okay, chashav means to consider or think. And notice the subject is Adoni. May my Lord not consider against me, Avon, guilt. And do not. So notice it switches from third person to second person. Okay? So may my Lord not think against me with a li, Avon, guilt. And do not remember that which he'eve avdeka, your servant, did wrong. He'eve. Notice it's a hifil from ava, means to be twisted. Here it's to, the hifil is to do something wrong or to act perversely. So do not remember what your servant did wrong in the day when Yatsa, he went out, namely Adoni HaMelech, when my lord the king went out from Jerusalem. He's calling him my lord now. All right? Okay. Now notice HaMelech is actually the subject of this infinitive, lasum, so that the king puts it to his heart. So let me translate the whole verse again. And Shimei said to the king, Let not my Lord think against me guilt, and do not remember what your servant did wrong in the day when he went out, or when my Lord the king went out from Jerusalem, with the result that the king puts the matter, what he's thinking of, to his heart. In other words, he doesn't want David to hold against him the cursing and the throwing of stones. And if you remember, it was pretty severe. Okay. Verse 21, we can do one more verse here. Ki yadav dekaki ani chatati. Oh, for your servant knows that I chatati, that I have sinned. Okay. And behold, hine bati, I have come hayom today rishon, first. I have come rishon first. For all the house of Joseph, laredet, to come down to meet Adoni Hamelech, my Lord, the King. All right. We'll see what the response is. And what's beautiful about this picture is how it pictures David's grace, actually, as you will see. And that happens in several other places through this chapter. This is a really great chapter that's very often overlooked for its significance as the king is coming back to Jerusalem. Okay? All right, very good. Thank you guys for everything. We got through 21, and we'll continue here next week.